everyone, and welcome to Seriously Not with Daisy and
Daisy.
Netto.
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 I forgot.
That was Netto.
Not.
Seriously?
Seriously, like, not.
So, right from the first couple of seconds, you can tell that this show is totally not
a show.
A seriously show. Yeah. Seriously. So Netto.
Yes.
What can our, you know, future listeners expect from our humble show?
Debauchery. To start off with.
What else?
Entertainment.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. And
funny stories.
Very funny stories. Even ones that we're not allowed to tell, we will tell. And we will have, like you said, some interviews later on, mm-hmm, of only interesting people. There's not going to be anybody up here that's going to be death warmed over.
Okay.
I promise. Okay. That.
You promise? Pinky promise?
I promise.
Okay. Okay. And special musical guests, hopefully, down the road, right?
Yeah. I've got them lined up now.
Okay. You do?
Yeah, but I, you know, this is our first
show. Oh, wait a second, mister. You didn't run that by me. I'm the boss. No, I'm only kidding.
Not. Blue knot.
Oh! Wow. No, I feel hot all of a sudden.
Seriously? She didn't know what a balloon knot was. I had to explain it to her.
Oh, my God. People out there are going, like, Googling balloon knot.
Not.
You know, we should talk a little bit about
ourselves.
Yeah. Just a pinch, because I know you're very humble. But, you know, for those who want to know a little bit, say, you know, about you
Daisy's
and your
background. Daisy's very pretty, but I have no idea how old she is.
Don't you dare.
I have no idea.
That's classified.
I have no idea.
It's in the Texas
idea.
Vault, like behind, like.
You are pretty, and you do get prettier with age. Is that safe to say? You're not going to take offense that you do chronologically age, even, but you do get prettier with age.
Okay, we're not talking about age here.
Why?
Because that's a very sensitive subject.
You're only as old as you feel.
I'm 29.
Okay.
I'm 29 forever.
And how old are your kids?
None of your business. I'm a dog.
I think some of them are 29 too.
No, they're teens. They're babies. They're babies. Let's talk about you and your kids.
Oh, please.
No, let's talk about your beginnings on, you know.
What do you mean? Like, I was born in Brooklyn in 1952, and I was born with aplastic anemia. I was a blue baby.
I don't mean that far back. I'm talking about entertainment.
I was one of the first children, babies, to survive in 1952 with aplastic anemia.
So you're a miracle baby.
I was a miracle baby. My mother was had a few miscarriages before. I mean, they were told to give up, and then I was born.
And here you are.
And here I am.
Talking with Daisy about,
and
like,
so I grew up as
silly stuff, blue knots, and all that fun stuff.
I was a little prince in my mother's eyes, because obviously.
Oh, you're a prince in my eyes.
Oh, really?
Yeah. You're cute.
Someday your prince will come.
Oh, from your mouth to God's ears. But I'm talking about your beginnings, like, in the entertainment industry.
I started playing guitar when I was 11, and then switched to bass. And I was on the Uncle Floyd show, mm-hmm, for about 8 years. And you and I were on the 11th Hour together for how many years? Like five?
You know, I was on the end, like towards the end. Maybe like a year and a half.
No. You were, can I say, you were a secretary here, and we would borrow you?
I was an administrative assistant.
And we would borrow you for, like, you know, bad babes behind bars.
I'll tell you how it started. I'll tell you how it started, because I was asked to do a commercial, t-shirt commercial for the show.
Oh, yeah.
And, you know, of course, we
and
were ad-libbing.
You know what? You're much prettier now than you were then.
Well, thank you. You keep saying, I think you want to date me, do you?
Sure.
Let's run it by your wife. Let's see what she says.
She'll probably say, go ahead.
Go ahead.
get
him out of my hair for a minute.
Yeah.
She's lovely. I love her. So anyway, so I did the commercial, and it was all ad lib. And I remember Muggsy said,
your line?
Oh, the t-shirt size?
Was it something?
No. I said, I'm talking about, like, the sizes that the t-shirts come in.
Yeah.
Small, medium, large, and extra large. I would say like
that. And then you said something else.
What
after
did I say?
That. I prefer extra large.
Oh, but I prefer extra large. And, you know, it was just kind of one of those things that I just said it at the top of my head. You just go with it. And he goes, you know, you're kind of, you're funny. You should be on the show. I'm like, I'm not funny enough to be on the show. And then before you know it, I was on the show. And it was live and it was a lot of fun.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. You remember?
I miss those, miss that time.
Yeah, I miss Muggsy.
So do I.
Yeah. It would be like, this is not off the cuff compared to what that show is really.
Oh, no,
off
that
the
was just like out there.
Yeah, because when we would just keep going until we ran out of tape, I think.
And it was a little, I always compared it to Saturday Night Live, except that we were completely unorganized. Nobody knew what we were doing.
We didn't rehearse anything.
He would just give us a general idea. Okay, this skit is going to be like this. Just go with it. Yeah. So, you know, the fact that he trusted us to do that.
What used to make me angry is that, like, a week later, I'd see the same skits we did on Saturday Night Live, but more slick with a budget.
They were watching us on the DL.
Down low. Yeah, but down low has a different connotation.
No, I know about the other connotation.
I'm not on the down low.
No, I hope you're not, because your wife is going to really be pissed.
No, she'd probably be happier if I was.
She would say, that explains it.
No, that's not what explains it.
No,
that's
I know.
Would want it to be, trust me.
No, but, you know, DL, like, meaning whatever. I don't know. Don't know what happened here. Do you hear that?
Yeah, what is that?
Do you hear that music?
Oh my god. Oh. Yes. Oh! It's time!
It's time for the Republican debate!
Oh!
A bunch of cartoon characters. Who's your favorite cartoon character on there?
Well, I mean, do you want me to be serious and say who impressed me?
First tell me who impressed you, and then tell me who you think was the funniest cartoon character.
Okay. The neurosurgeon impressed me.
Yeah, why can't
his
I remember
demeanor
his
demeanor was so calm and collected.
Yes.
And he was so above everyone else in the room.
You know what I liked about him too? He just seems approachable.
Yeah. Plus his answers were like 3 second, 4 second answers.
He was not long-winded, but he made his point.
Right, mm-hmm. Right. He's very succinct.
I'll go with that.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Not.
Not? Seriously? Not. Come on.
But he was really impressed.
Yes.
Me. When they all were saying all the things they've done, mm-hmm. and he's like, well, I can't compete with them. I just separate Siamese twins and mm-hmm. take
like
out.
In your face.
Yeah.
Candidates.
Yeah, he made them look pretty stupid.
I like that. I found myself, you know, kind of really riveted to the television. Just watching all of them, just the interactions and like I said, the cartoon aspect of it, how like comedic it was. Because, you know, some of them are you just think to yourself, like, seriously?
Well, it was comedic to us because
we
were, like, separated by it, you know? they were in a heated debate mm-hmm. where they were they could not forward their own agendas because they all had the same agenda.
Exactly. Well, that's true.
So
yes,
all they could do is just, you know, he has funny hair, you know, or something like that.
Like
yeah.
Put each other,
yeah.
each other down.
Trivial things.
Yes, yes.
Because they all have the same record. And they all, outside of Trump, who never ran for anything, but he did bankrupt a lot of companies.
Well, he's definitely my favorite cartoon character
screen. But
like, I just...
There's some close seconds, though. But you know what?
I'm always wondering, what is he going to say next?
Yeah, on his own
he's
merits.
He's running out of feet to put in his mouth.
On his own merits, he is the best cartoon character.
Yes,
but there were so many little infights going on that night that were mm-hmm. a lot more interesting than anything he had to say.
That's true.
On his own.
Yeah, so what was one of those things?
I don't even know those people's names. I think one is, who's the one with
the curly hair?
Yes.
Rand Paul. And I think I'm pronouncing his name correctly. The back and forth between him and Chris Christie.
Yes, that was very good.
I want it more. I'm like,
I know,
come
I
on,
love
round
that.
Two.
But why do you feel they had to do that? Why couldn't they just be more explicit on their agenda? Or what they would do.
It's kind of like, you know.
Well, I mean, let's face it. They have a Republican Congress, House and Senate. Anything they want, they can have. That's unlike true. If a Democrat's elected, it would. If you think Obama had a hard time getting anything mm-hmm. passed, and he still had most of the time had Democrat Senate, you know, and it wasn't until the last election that it went Republican, mm-hmm. and he really didn't get much done. And it's going to be so much worse for a Democrat. And all these people that are thinking that Rand Paul is going to be the, you know, the new savior.
Oh, God.
It's
no.
not going to happen.
Because, no, not him.
Because all of a sudden he's going to come out and say, all right, I want to change America. I want to do away with the Constitution. I want to be a socialist state. I can't see.
No.
All those Republicans that were on that stage mm-hmm. the other day saying, oh, okay.
Yeah, no one's going to do that.
It's fine with me.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, it's not going
to
happen.
I think, like you said, they all have, like, similar agendas. But it seemed to me, in their minds, I probably,
that
like...
they felt they were the best one
yeah,
for the job.
Yeah, so, you know, I'm going to be more eloquent, or I'm going to, well, you know, none, be none louder, or I'm going to, you know, talk a good game and convince you.
That's what surprised me. None of them had worked on eloquence. None
well, that
of them.
Listen, that was just round
I was shocked
one.
By that. Mm-hmm. I was shocked that no one tried to separate from the pack by being eloquent and more level-headed.
Other than the neurosurgeon. That for some
again,
reason, why does his name escape me? I feel like a fool right now. What is his name?
Carson.
Is it Carson? Yeah, I think you're right.
I don't remember his first name.
We need to Google that.
But he did look good.
Mm-hmm. I found
but
it.
But I don't think he's got a chance to win.
No, he definitely doesn't have a chance.
Because he has no money backing him.
Right.
And he's, besides Trump, that has no political experience, he has no political experience. You know?
Well, it should
which
be interesting.
Which you actually need. But you really don't if you're a Republican and you have a Republican Senate and a Republican House of Representatives, you really
don't.
You
think it'll be easier?
It'll be a lot easier. Okay.
Well, I know they have a second Republican debate coming up September. I think they said
with
September
the other
16?
Six,
with the other ones that were missing.
Well,
so
I don't even know who those
I don't
people
know who
are.
They are.
Who's not here?
I don't know who they are. I can't wait. I can't wait to see what happens.
Oh, I think the Democratic one will be even more fun.
I don't even know who. The only one I know from the Democratic Party is Hillary Clinton.
No,
so.
Bernie Sanders.
Oh, I forgot about him. Who else? They're not really making a big boast about the Democrats.
There's four people.
Oh, okay. Well,
the vice president.
Biden?
Biden is going to run.
Seriously?
Seriously? Yes. Oh. Not. Not.
Wow.
Not. He's going to run.
I did
because
not know that.
Yeah, because he looks around and he says, people don't trust Hillary. Bernie Sanders says right up front he's going to change the country into a socialist state, from a capitalist state to a socialist state. And that's not going to fly. So that's going to be 4 years of waste.
Well, that definitely wouldn't work.
And the other person that's the third person that's running, no one's ever heard of. He's some guy from the House of Representatives from Idaho or something, you know.
Is he the older guy with the white hair?
No, that's Sanders.
That's Sanders, okay.
He makes good chicken.
I was going to say something like KFC.
I'm sorry. I stepped on your line.
Oh, shoot. You beat me to it. You're trying to be more funnier than I am.
No, it just happened.
I know. You're just a natural.
No. But we're also... So Biden looks at that and mm-hmm. he says, okay, crackpot. Somebody, nobody knows this person. So yeah, liar. So, liar, Stalin, and the invisible man. I got to run. Because at least now people have a choice. Mm-hmm. So he will run. He hasn't announced it yet, but he's going to. Because
well,
he ran
be
for president before. He has. You know? He didn't do so well because he got caught making speeches and stealing speeches from other people in history.
Cheater!
Without giving them the quote mm-hmm. and saying...
And the credit.
The credit
the
for
credit,
it.
Yeah.
And he was caught doing that a number of occasions. So, and people didn't forget right. that. But that's not a big deal. Yeah. It has really nothing to do with running the country. Right. Between that and Donald Trump telling somebody that, you know, some leader from some country they're an a-hole, you know, well, what's worse?
I know, but...
What's worse?
You know, I mean, I'm just going to seriously say that I do find him, and I'm always looking forward, like, what is he gonna say now?
I just like when the wind blows his hair the other way.
That's even better.
It's real. It's real.
But, you know, folks, we're going to really be you know, as time goes on and our show goes on, I'm sure we'll be discussing more, like, funny little, you know, anecdotes from, like, the up-and-coming debates as they, you know.
Yeah, but I don't want to be all political.
No, of course not. No, we're very fluff here. We're very, like, light.
You used that word
Oh,
again.
My God. Wait a minute. I said I wasn't going to use that word.
Yes.
Oh, no.
You were in the movies, right?
I was in PG movies.
That's movie talk.
Okay, well, I didn't mean that. I was in The Odd Couple too, Walter Matthau.
Were you?
Yes.
I never knew that.
I'm like right in the beginning while the credits are still opening, and I'm playing a traffic cop, and he's checking out my derriere. And so I bought the DVD.
Very nice.
Oh, thank you. Well, they actually had to pad me a couple of times.
Did they pad you?
Because he said, you know, I need more to work with.
Oh.
I was like sewn into the cop pants.
No.
But it was a fun experience. He was a lovely man. Funny.
Who is this again?
Walter Matthau.
Oh, Walter Matthau was in that too?
Yes.
He was still alive?
Yes.
Oh.
That was like one of his last movies. I think after that he did probably Grumpier Old Men. I don't know. So I got to meet him and Estelle from, I don't know her,
Parsons?
That's her real name, but she played George Costanza's mother on the show, on
is that
Seinfeld.
Estelle Parsons?
Is
no.
It, I think her name, first name is Estelle. I don't know. Well, she was, you know, funny too. So that was a fun day. We shot that in San Diego, and that was, you know. And then some other crappy movies that, you know, just weren't fluff, but they didn't, you know, they didn't make it
I
out
didn't
there.
Know that.
Yeah, and All My Children a couple of times in New York Undercover. And,
oh, really?
You know.
Oh, my God.
Voiceover commercials and stuff like
so
that.
So would you play good people or bad people?
I played a cop in one.
Yeah.
So I was a good cop.
Yeah.
And then on A New York Undercover, I played like a sexy
that
secretary.
That sounds like a fluff movie.
No. New York Undercover.
Daisy Undercover.
No.
Oh,
no. I'm under the covers. You wish.
Yes.
No, don't say it. But New York Undercover was a like a cop show on Channel 5.
Oh, really?
Mm-hmm. It was on for a couple of years.
It was cops, huh?
Yeah. It was Ron Cops. No, I'm just kidding. I respect the men in blue.
What's... Okay.
He's,
hi. What's that mean?
It's, 5 minutes.
Oh, okay.
He's not waving hello.
Oh, I thought he was.
Our
all
producer's
right.
Like, high five. Hey, high five. But anyway, so in the future shows, right, we're going to have, hopefully, you know, funny guests, talented guests, musicians, and I think I'm going to have you play your ukulele.
Thank you.
Right?
I don't play ukulele.
What is it that you play?
I play...
What organ do you play?
Can I say it?
No, don't you dare. What instrument?
Oh, instrument. Yes. I play mandolin.
Oh, mandolin. Okay.
Bass, a little guitar.
Okay.
Which I brought... Well, I don't know if I'm in.
We'll do it for the next show because now we're down to like he's waving 3 minutes.
What,
three bunny ears.
What does that mean? Does that mean we've only been on 3 minutes, or does that mean we got 3 minutes to go?
That's all we have left.
Get out of here.
So we have about three minutes. Listen, Neto.
Wait. No. No. Listen. No. I get it. Seriously.
Not. We have 3 minutes to convince our audience why they should tune in again to listen to us. So
you know what, it's us,
we're just being us.
The guests that we provide you with will only be icing on the cake.
Yes,
we're the cake
and I'm the cherry on top. Holla. No,
well, maybe 40 years ago, but
what?
I didn't say that.
You're not even close. Like, oh my God, how could you?
Oh, I remember. They always had a name like Laddie or something.
Who's that?
It's always a woman's first.
Oh God.
Balloon something.
Balloon buttons. What were you saying?
Balloon knot.
Balloon knot.
But listen, they all did. Every woman, her first boyfriend, you know.
Her first boyfriend.
Love.
You're teaching me something here because
they usually have the names like Laddie. It's never like...
Isn't that like an Irish thing? Like Letty?
No, not like...
It's Am I like really off here?
It's probably something because you just... It's the type of name you would not expect to be, you know...
Well, why would a woman do that? Why wouldn't she say, you know, this is Joe and he was my first?
Yeah, but you know what they... Well, who's your first?
What? I'm untouched. What are you talking about? Untouched. We're not talking about me here.
Okay. Not Lottie.
I'm an angel.
I can't remember.
I feel nauseous right now.
I'm too old to remember my first.
No. Yeah. So anyway.
We exchanged diapers.
Oh, you and who?
I'm ready to do that again. What are you talking about?
What are you talking about diapers?
We exchanged diapers, my first.
I don't get it.
I was that young.
Oh.
Oh, my God.
You know, sometimes it just goes right over my head. I think these blonde highlights sometimes get to me.
Yes. Oh, those are blonde highlights?
What do you think it was?
You know, I was just thinking that you had such beautiful blonde hair. Why do you dye your roots black? I was trying to figure that out.
Wow.
All this time, but I didn't want to say anything.
I don't have black roots. My hair is perfectly colored.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Yes, it is.
Yeah. See, because I don't do anything dramatic.
Would you like my hair?
What's left of it. Bunny ears. Doing the bunny ears over there.
Your bunny ears.
No. But see, I don't do anything dramatic. I'm very conservative in the sense, like, I don't have any tattoos. I just have my... You know, regular earring piercings, one on each ear. So if I want to change
You don't have
up,
any tattoos?
No, absolutely not. I, you know, my body is my temple and I will treat it as such. I don't find that attractive for me. I don't care about it.
But you know
else.
What? I have noticed that more women have tattoos than men. Uh-huh. Now. Nowadays.
It could be because maybe their boyfriends have tattoos, so they get tattoos. I mean, who knows why they're getting tattoos? I don't know. I don't have any tattoos. So if I want to be dramatic and change up, I have to do it with my hair. So I'll change the color and I'll try to, you know, I don't know.
You know, I always wondered, because you see actresses have tats. Some have tattoos. And whatever part they're playing, you're going to see the same tattoo.
Exactly.
And it kind of ruins the credibility of the character.
Of the character, yes.
You know, you should be a chameleon if you're you're an actress. So you know... The role of chameleon,
yes,
where you adapt to any situation,
and transform to that
physically
character.
Transform
yes,
to
of
it
course. So
to
it has,
your environment.
It has to be what's the word? We'll go with that word, credibility.
Balloon knot.
Balloon knot. That's going to be the word of the night, people. Balloon knot.
Next week we'll have another word for you. Oh, map of Hawaii or something.
Oh, my God. I'm scared. I don't even know what that word is going to be, but I'm scared. But this was our first half hour. Listen, you were my laddie.
No, I was. Actually,
for
no.
For the show.
Actually, no.
What? Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah. He's your laddie.
Oh, quiet.
He's your laddie. Ah!
Okay, you people out there don't know what we're talking about. You really don't need to know. But, Neto, I had a lot of fun. This half hour went by so quick. You were quick.
I thought we were only 5 minutes into the show. I didn't know we had 5 minutes left.
I said you
Real seriously.
Seriously.
I'm like, well, this is a long 5 minutes. I didn't know that we already went through.
But I think hopefully we're able to convey to the audience our personalities a little bit. You know, mm-hmm. We're not like, you know, serious or.
It won't
you know,
be like this.
It's
the
fun.
Next show
it'll be
won't
fun.
Be totally like
yeah,
this.
Yeah, if you want to tune in and have a good time and laugh a little bit and just have some, you know, different type of entertainment for a half hour or so, then you'll tune into like Seriously Not with Daisy and Neto. So until next time.
Oh, you have any words of advice?
Seriously?
Not.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.